Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. Well, on Friday's edition of Farm Talk, Mick Gehr visited with the Benson County Extension agent, Scott Kanoke. One of the main topics they visited about was the extreme dryness that continues in Benson County and is affecting some of the forage and feed supplies for the livestock.
Yeah, since the second half of the growing season, the spigot has just shut off, and it's gotten some guys' minds, especially those, our pastures and things, are going to need a recharge for sure, like everything else. We'll be going into the season with an extremely dry profile at this time. With nutrition, and sometimes if the some of the forages get shorted with moisture and such, you can have some reproductive problems down the road. And so it's always a good idea to just get that feed source tested to make sure that you're meeting those cows and the herd's nutritional needs, and that'll save on a lot of trouble down the road come calving season in March. And so we always want to be on the lookout for that. And if you've got some questionable stuff, it's not too hard to take a composite sample and send into a lab and see where you're at.
Kanoke also gave an update to the Palmer amaranth that was found in the county this summer.
We did find it in two fields. It was obvious there more than just this spring due to the number of plants, and where we found it was on field borders mainly and in waterways. At the time, it was identified, and I tried to get some seeds out of it, and fortunately there wasn't a lot of seed at all. It was very slim pickings, but I was able to get some eventually, and we're going to have our weed science department down in Fargo screen the couple of fields we had and just see what kind of a herbicide-resistant package it may come with. There could be some ALS and more than likely some glyphosate-resistant, but to try to get a better handle on it and to clean up this seed bank that went back into some areas of these fields, we think it'd be a very nice advantage to know if there are herbicide-resistant issues there and then address that with recommendations on products to try to control things this next growing season.
Again, that was Benson County Extension agent Scott Kanoke. What do the next 5 years hold for college graduates in the food and farm-related studies regarding employment opportunities? With more, this is Marcos Fernandez of Purdue University.
We foresee that there'll be approximately 59,400 annual openings in the food, agriculture, renewable natural resource, and environmental sector. That's very promising. That's actually about a 2.6% increase from the previous five-year window.
Fernandez discusses the various career fields agricultural college graduates will enter over the next 5 years based on a recent Purdue USDA National Institute of Food and Agriculture study.
We go through all the different areas and jobs openings and everything that's coming out and available for our students, and we group them into four clusters. There's a cluster on management and business. There's one on science and engineering. There's one on food and biomaterials production, and there's one on education, communication, and government services. So we take all the hundreds of jobs that we believe these students are being trained for and these career opportunities, and we cluster them into one of those four groups. The largest group is the management and business group, which will basically comprise about 42% of all positions that will be available for these graduates. And then followed by science and engineering with about a third or 31% of those positions being available. With the food and biomaterials, it's more like 13%, and education, communication, government services, about 14%.
Fernandez breaks down the expected number of jobs.
You have about 59,400 annual job openings. If you take the graduates in our colleges of agriculture and related sciences, approximately 61% of those positions will be filled by those graduates. The other 39% of the positions will be filled by what we term allied fields. So the accountants, the biologists that are not trained in agriculture and renewable natural resources specifically, or journalism, let's say, instead of ag communications. So the jobs will be filled.
Again, that is Marcos Fernandez from Purdue University. At least 240,000 chickens died early Thursday morning when a fire roared through two barns in Florida owned by one of the nation's largest distributors of eggs. The New York Times says the fire happened at the Cal-Maine Foods facility in Dade County, Florida. Both the barns destroyed by the fire contained two large coops, each containing more than 60,000 young hens. This is Inside Agriculture.